Why is it so hard to believe there are better days to see? Though it seems like the world is tumbling down, it's the darkest time of night. Right before
yes, blessed souls, here it comes. We're live because we've been blessed to stay alive in Torat Chaim. Instructions of life, Torat Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torat Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned to blogtalkradio.com, and we humbly suggest we are the higher inner frequency of blogtalkradio.com. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 586. Meditation equals wellsprings for the human soul. Program presentation number 32. Blessings and greetings. Baruch Hashem, as we mentioned before. Blessings and greetings. Baruch Hashem, blessings my Creator, shalom, peace, and bracha. Blessing upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, we're now broadcasting live at 9:33 a.m. on March 29th, 2016, live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA. Unified Soul Actualization. Our call number if you want to listen in live is 347-838-8669. Our focus will be extracting inspiration from Rav Hillel's elucidations upon the Mitler Rebbe Shara Yuchad, the Gate of Unification. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peaceful and pleasantly. The tags for today's program are Eternal Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Wisdom, Understanding, and Knowledge. Chabad Chassidus, meditate to end all hate, jealousy, and competition, which is not needed. Children of Israel collaborating with the children of Noah to usher in the actualization of the human family experience. And as Rabbi Isaac Platon would say, everyone get ready for the show. In order for us to do so, we have to lower the music for Rabbi Isaac's music. Sorry, Rabbi Isaac. Oh, and Rabbi Isaac is the president of the Beit Mazal House of Good Fortune congregation here in the Crescent Crown Heights section of Brooklyn, New York. And you can catch Rav Isaac and other dedicated Jewish men, as well as Jewish women, who love to chant out in their time-honored traditions of Jewish, North African, Sephardic singing, chantings, fused together with ancient Israelite Jewish Hebrew liturgy formulated by the prophets and sages of the nation of Israel. Before we further get into the program, just want to mention today's program is dedicated towards the continuing strengthening of my father, who has returned home. And I just want to mention everyone that I want to thoroughly, publicly thank everyone who's been praying and blessing up my father, Reb Shlomo Yaakov Ben Esther, Aliyah Shalom, may she rest in peace, my grandmother, my father's mother, and my mother, Maras Yiska, Techiya Bas, Chayasar, Eleh Shalom. Chayasar was my grandmother, the mother of my mother, and my father, on Purim itself, returned home. I just finished my discharging my obligations according to the oral Torah tradition of giving out the Shalach Manos and the Matanos of Yonim. This was foodstuffs and gifts for the poor as part of the tradition, as is written openly in the Megillah, in those wonderful 10 chapters of prophetic inspiration, Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration, which you can find in the Tanakh. And even though we're now the week after Purim, I hardly suggest anyone, if they want to learn more about that wonderful event, as I pick up my pad and there was a break in the broadcast for a second, go read it, and you can embellish your learning with the teachings of Rashi and the other oral Torah elucidators, scholarly rabbis, rabbi meaning teacher, and give us insight into the political intrigue and the historical event which we celebrate over 2,300 years later. As well, I want to send a shout-out to my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, Reb Shabtai Hillel of Chulon, and my mother-in-law, Maras Rivka, and to my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Harav Yochanan Ben Abraham, and my sister-in-law, Anat Hillel Ben Abraham, and my dear brother-in-law, Daniel Moshe Hillel of Chulon as well, Chulon, Israel, which is basically like the located in the center of Israel, the fourth largest city in Israel, originally called the City of Sand, and now it's a city brimming and teeming with the richness of the Jewish population over there and the Bnei Noah, those who are helping to develop the city. Once called the City of Sand, now it's a city of tremendous development. And it's also a place where there's a tremendous amount of Torah observance. So let's go further into today's program. Blessed souls, we begin our presentation today gleaning from the Torah Wisdoms of Yesterday, whose author, the Mittler Rebbe, Rebbe Dov Ber Shniori of Lubavitch, although he was the second Chabad rabbi, literally the first Lubavitcher rabbi, because he moved into the town of Lubavitch, or the Kfar, the village of Kfar Chabad, in, I believe, 1813, and was there until he ascended to the next level of life in 1827. And also Rebbe Dov Ber Shniori of Lakewood was of Lubavitch, was a direct descendant of Kings David and Solomon. So forth he put forth in writing, in his Shar Yuchud, the Gate of Unification, he instructed future generations of human souls destined to live upon this blessed earth. You know, human beings like yourself, human beings like myself, human beings like all of us, to consider wisdom as an eternal Torah concept relating to beings who are human, who are experiencing a new wisdom in their lives, which can be revealed like a lightning flash, cognitively speaking, which that flash has a body to it, which is expressed as, in the context of this teaching, by the Mittler Rebbe, Rabbi Dov Ber Shniori of Lubavitch, an expression of width or breath. And Rav Hillel of Parich, in his elucidation upon his Rebbe, his mentor's teachings, just as a wellspring is divinely ordained to reveal itself, not as a flash, with its breath or width or proverbial wisdom, rather, our wellspring that we're dealing with is allegorically appearing before the eye of our mind and the eye of our heart. Ayin ha-sechel shebalev, the eye of the intellect of the heart, rather as a bounty of seemingly innocuous drop after drop of proverbial wisdom-charged water. Rav Hillel wants to remind us, as we revert back to our proverbial cognitive flash, once it's revealed, it's cognitive length is revealed. That is embedded within the width or dash breath or body of a proverbial cognitive lightning flash. And when we experience the cognitive lightning flash or the revelation of the wellspring of wisdom, there is manifested a power, an opportunity, a potentiality for unifying entities, congealed entities, congealed forms, ranging from, in this case, basic understanding, until one is able, with the blessings of the Most High, attain advanced comprehension of any Torah concept, complete with tangible elucidations and instructions. So, when we consider there exists a source for wisdom, meaning wisdom doesn't come from itself, it comes from something above itself, we can come to understand this source of wisdom was extracted out from within a profound concealment within the depths of the essentiality of any Torah concept, which it can be observable with the right blessings given by the Most High and our own efforts, each one according to their blessings and apportionment of blessings. Within the depths of the essentiality of any Torah concept, which can be observed under the cognitive microscope of our left, right, and back brain faculties, and therefore we can access these levels of awareness, of wisdom, and source of wisdom by utilizing our right, left, and back brain faculties of cognitive activity, which all relates back to, as Rav Hillel mentioned parenthetically, I should say, the essence of any Torah concept. And reviewing once again that there is an experience relating to us focusing on the source of hewing out a wisdom within the concealment of its own particularized depth, probing further within its utmost inner microcosmic content embedded within and encompassed by an infinite macrocosmic realm of concealed wisdoms, as discussed in previous presentations concerning the depth of comprehension, which is accessible for within a human being, he or she toiling to understand any or an eternal Torah concept, yet this elevated human being, by virtue of his or her noble aspiration, sublimating their own personal interests towards engaging in the human experience, a very real personalized experience of meditating, gaining inner understanding, attaining a study approach, which can be subjectively and objectively be referred to or defined as Torah analysis, otherwise known in Lashon HaKodesh, in the Holy Tongue, as Iyun. However, there's a humbling factor here that while a person is engaging in his bonus meditation, inner understanding, Torah analytic study, known as Iyun, one is merely configuring one's conscious cognitive awareness towards accessing only the depth of the comprehension of human understanding, which is now at this point of awareness is tangibly sensing the understanding of a Torah subject, complete with a revealed elucidation that there emerges a depth of elucidated comprehension, but yet still merely is what's happening when we're tapping into an understanding. And now we begin to comprehend, get a deeper understanding. We're merely becoming aware of an older acquaintance of ours, which we've talked about several times in this presentation series, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul. An old acquaintance of ours known as the quality of Ayin, which is that primordial, malleable, flexible expression of wisdom. However, this level of Ayin, or wisdom, has now become embedded in the comprehensible, tangible understanding and comprehension of the Torah subject, that we have been learning, or sharing with others, or learning from others. Now, when we access the Ayin Shel Yesh, Shel Hasaga, again, that we are, so to speak, aware of something beyond our comprehension, we realize it is quite profound, but we've already started to elucidate upon what we have discovered as something truly profound within our Torah study, our Torah meditation, our Torah analysis, our inner understanding. And we must be humbled by the fact, and also motivated by the fact, that whatever level of we can sense of, become sensitive to, or feel, that which is morgash, as the language expressed by Rav Hillel and the Mittler Rebbe, it is not comparable in terms of human being awareness to the Ayin Shel Chochma, the sense of nothingness, the sense of, again, flexibility, malleability. You know, so to speak, when we look at like a model of electrons and protons and neutrons and an atomic model, we're, so to speak, becoming humbly aware of the fact, well, we might become quite adept at recognizing how many electrons or protons and neutrons are connected to any type of particular presentation of an atomic model. That empty space between the neutrons and the protons and the electrons, there is that space which allows those plastic pieces of electrons, neutrons, and protons to be expressed to communicate an instruction for the learner of this atomic model. So speak to that, that when we get to an Ayin Shel Yesh, Shel Hasaga, the sensing, the wisdom, the chokhmah that's embedded within the depth of our comprehension, so to speak, we're accessing that empty space, as we just talked about allegorically, an empty space between the protons, electrons, and neutrons. And for some people, that might seem too ethereal, but yet from within that, there is something to be accessed if we understand that there are Torah teachings which teach us. There's two approaches. We can learn more positive, verifiable, authentic Torah data on that empty space between the allegorical atomic model of the neutrons and protons and electrons. And we can see that in the Ayin Shel Yesh Shel Hasaga, the nothingness of the comprehensible matter that we can actually talk about at for quite a long time, there's something there still. Or we can also come to a level of shalila, of negation, meaning whatever we think, that's not really what it is. So there's two approaches. We can get more positive data to learn about what's going on, even though there's quite a bit of the profundity being sensed. A person has developed a certain sensitivity towards their comprehension, that there's something more beyond than what they comprehend. And hopefully, ultimately, the conclusion one should reach when learning authentic Torah teachings is that which is more profound than the actual elucidation and understanding, comprehension of any Torah concept is the godliness which is so forth decreed by the Creator on high before the creation and now for within this context of creation in relation to us as created beings, that there's something going on. We can learn about it. So again, there is no comparability in terms of human awareness between the Ayin Shel Omek Hasaga, or the Ayin of Hasaga, the sense of nothingness, pre-primordial wisdom, which is embedded now in our tangible comprehension, and the Ayin Shel Chochma, Chochma which in itself can be quite ethereal in relation to the understanding it will enclose itself in as a mere essential Nakuda Atzmi, you might even say Nakuda Chetzoni, the outer dimension of the Nakuda, which can be grasped onto by the sense of self-nullification, self-nullification of that Omeka Bina, the depth of the Bina. But to realize that there's this Ayin of Chochma, which again is not comparable, way beyond the human awareness we've been talking about, before the Ayin Shel Chochma, the sense of nothingness of the wisdom from its source, before it becomes included with any human being's comprehension that has not yet been tangibly observed, cognitively congealed, being that the Ayin Shel Chochma, the sense of nothingness, ethereality, prepotential state of revelation of profundity, stands as the essence in relation to the very obvious understanding and sought after and very achievable comprehension, which originally sprung forth from a cognitive lightning flash from human being superconsciousness, which we've talked about in the last couple of programs before this one, in Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul program presentation number 31 and 30. So what we're driving at here, blessed souls, is that there is superconsciousness. We don't like to call it subconsciousness because that, so to speak, is falling under the prey of the consciousness of, say, modern psychology, which is more given over to illness model presentations as opposed to wellness model presentations of the human psyche and the human structure of being as we are upon this planet. Torah's Chassidus Chabad, the instructions of the Chabad Chassidus approach to inner Torah understandings, and in particular in this series, meditation, inner understanding, Torah analysis, also known as Iyun, is to train us to become proactive, not reactive, to whatever flashes out from our mind. True, there are moments when we seem to be very docile in our oscillating consciousness experience, and therefore, we might get a flash of intuition because of it happens to be a favorable moment. Maybe the environment we are in spurs us on to have such intuitive perceptions. Maybe we're having a very tangible, meaningful conversation with a friend or a teacher, or a parent or a sibling or a soulmate. Or maybe we're attending a Torah class and we're basically being passive in our actualization of oscillating consciousness, meaning that Chokhmah Bina, that right brain, left brain interaction, which is really flowing constantly, whether we're aware of it or not, according to the Zohar, the Holy Zohar, the Book of Shining, the Book of Light, the spinal cord, up until this very present day, 5,776 years since original man and woman grazed and upon this blessed earth. No, Chassidus Chabad wants us to be aware of we can become proactive to access this supreme level of consciousness in relation to our normative, mundane awareness of the world. You know, the do's and don'ts and what we have to do to survive in this world. Because when we go beyond what we just have to do in this world, and I'm not negating what we have to do, meaning just be proper people to the best of our ability. Of course, the Torah tells us how to do that, according to our engagements in learning Torah, and much of wisdoms of Torah filtered into non-Torah faith-based systems and economic systems and political systems. The problem is it's also many of these Torah wisdoms have been surrounded by alien thoughts or idolatrous thoughts or thoughts just to strengthen the human ego to the denigration of the purpose of human existence and the creation itself. But the point is that if we become aware of the fact that all of this is going on within ourselves, we become now sojourners, not just going from inside to outside, from outside to inside, meaning we're starting from a place now where we acknowledge with humility, and for some maybe bitterness, and for some for joy, that there's a lot we don't know about how our cognitive activity is occurring within our own human lives. Yet we that which stands us out as unique beings of human construction or design is that we can use our minds in a way to become proactive accessors of super consciousness as it relates to in the realms of holiness and learning eternal Torah instruction or even engaging in our daily lives. The choice is up to ours. And I guess this is represents a sort of flight from normative, mundane, meat and potatoes thinking here in the West, or even for some people who are originally from the East. But that's okay, because when you learn godly teaching such as Chassidus, you're going to take flight from your previous state of consciousness. And the flight we want to take right now as we end today's humble efforts is the flight of the white eagle by Brother David Domes. He has traditionally become, and as may Hashem bless me to continue this series and other different types of radio programs here on Blog Talk Radio as we continue to get encouragement from different people around the world that our teaching should continue to be dispersed out into creation for every nation in this generation, because that's what it's all about, spreading the teachings in place of the theologies and the beliefs of hating and being jealous and being competitive in a way that actually leads to the cessation of life, both consciously and subconsciously, unfortunately, to our great pain in relation to the entire human family experience, not just the Jewish people, but all the 7 billion plus B'nai Noah. So therefore, we just want to wish everyone to recall that we can fly with the flight of the white eagle, towering above where we stood a moment before by just accessing one simple Torah teaching. And may we access all our Torah teachings that we are meritorious to learn by ourselves, of course, with the blessings of the Creator, learn from others, and to share with others in a way of a havachad, one love, gurl echad, one destiny, kulan for all of us, badarchi nom darchi shalom, in a pleasant and peaceful way, laham shich be'ez Hashem yisprek, to be continued with the blessings of the Most High. And I have to remind you one more thing, blessed souls, you've got to be good. I'll even whisper it. You've got to be good. So whether I talk normally or I whisper, you've got to be good. Just remember, Hatev Tov Lehetiv, the Creator, is the source of all goodness. And may these words of wisdom whisper to you, empower you to realize, despite your ambivalence, your anxiety, the paradoxes of perhaps where you've been and you didn't want to be, where you are right now and you don't want to be there right now, spiritually, physically, economically, emotionally, it's okay. Creator is very patient with all of us. He's Erech Apayim, he's long in anger. And he just longs for you to take flight of your previous state of being stuck and thinking that's all you can be and become who you truly can be, which is what the Torah is about, helping you become all you can be. Okay, everyone, we're going to now take flight with David Dom's The Flight of the Eagle. Enjoy. And hopefully tomorrow we will have another program on Soul Class. Number 587 will be hopefully be in discussion with author Alan W. Cecil with his wonderful book, Secular by Design, Philosophy of the Seven Noahide Commandments and Their Observances, and hopefully as well with Rambam student teaching disperser and advocate for the dissemination of teachings of the great eagle, Hanesher Gadol, Rambam, Maimonides, Moshe Ben Maimon, the Rambam, Dennis Ryan. Take care, everyone.